MoneyWeb now on The Money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. A piece of legislation is currently before Parliament. The Fair Pay Bill aims to, quote, amend the Employment Equity Act and bring fairness, transparency and dignity to the South African job market. That's according to the party that has tabled it, Build One South Africa. Now, if passed, employers will no longer be allowed to ask for or rely on your payslip when applying for a job or when determining your salary, among other proposals. Cliff Dekker-Hofmeyer believes the bill holds promise and potential problems. Sashen Naidu is Associate in Employment Law at CDH. Sashen, thank you very much for your time this morning. Currently, what does the law provide about the payslip procedure?
Hi, Dudu. Thanks for having me. And hello to all of your listeners. The law currently does not stipulate that employers or prospective employers are barred or prohibited from asking for previous payslips, in other words, your salary history, when you apply for a job, right? Mm-hmm. But what the Employment Equity Act does do is it does promote fair pay, and it does aim to eliminate forms of discrimination with regards to pay. And a typical example of this is what we call equal pay for work of equal value, right? Subject to certain limitations.
Right. So on a global level, then we'll come back to the relevance of this proposal. But on a global level, is there a standard regarding payslip disclosure?
So certainly, we're seeing that there's a standard that's being developed. Right, there's a huge move towards more pay transparency, more fairness in pay. Many countries, for example, have started to ban salary history questions, and this is really just to break that cycle of wage inequality. Because you can imagine that you wouldn't want a bad salary to haunt you for the rest of your career, obviously. Right. So South Africa is seeking to align itself with these trends. And one example of this is the EU Pay Transparency Directive. That's now in the European Union, which requires employers to provide information about pay or pay ranges up front. In California, for example, we've got legislation which has now prohibited prospective employers from requesting your pay history when making a determination as to what is a suitable remuneration for an employee. Mm-hmm. So certainly, internationally, there's huge traction when dealing with this issue of pay transparency.
Does that then answer the relevance question in terms of tabling this proposal?
I believe so. Look, there's a mischief that has developed over time, right, where pay history and secrecy surrounding pay has been used to sort of undercut employees and their expectations of what is acceptable as remuneration. And thus we see the world over, right? Internationally, this has become a problem. In South Africa, through the Fair Pay Bill, I think now seeks to just bridge that gap and to cure that mischief that has developed over time.
I think you've sort of addressed the advantage of the bill. How much resistance do you perceive there will be from employers when we speak of maybe disadvantages? And maybe you can expand on some of the other disadvantages.
Yeah, so there certainly are some disadvantages. What you will find is that it might become harder for employers to judge, the kinds of offers that they would have to make to attract suitable employees. Employers will have to go at it alone and make determinations based on market factors rather than a employee's previous salary, right? And it gives them obviously less room to negotiate on salaries, because what an employer would be expected to upfront state what it is that they'll be prepared to pay an employee. What this also might lead to is that in the market itself, many competitors would, just as it's made available in the public sphere, they'll be able to have access to the type of remuneration that's being paid by their competitors, right? Okay. So there are those disadvantages, but there obviously are certain solutions that we need to look at to address those disadvantages.
Sure. And it's still quite some way until this obviously can be adopted, because there's certain procedures that it has to go through from a parliamentary process point of view.
Yes, no, of course. So the bill has just been tabled by Build One South Africa. It will still have to go through the process of sitting before the state law advisors. It would also have to be tagged as an appropriate, you know, given its appropriate tag as a bill. And then they'll follow a process of public consultation, and it would have to sit for deliberation before the National Assembly, the National Council of Provinces, before it finally makes its way to the President to be signed into law.
Sure. Thank you very much, Sachin, for your time this morning. Sachin Naidu is Associate in Employment Law at Clif Dekker Hofmeyr. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.